Hello, this is Bani and welcome to the news for NDTV. It's Friday, August 1 and coming up in today's episode. Brand new slapgate by MLS workers. Congress versus Congress over Rahul Gandhi's PM Modi killed economy remark. Prajwal Rivana held guilty of rape and Canada extends olive branch after strange crime. The MLS workers are in the headlines again with yet another incident of assault. This time around, it wasn't about language. This time, they were seen inside a gaming zone in Kalyan in Thane district, 57 kilometers from Mumbai, and MLS district president Ulhas Boyer was seen threatening and slapping an employee in a video. The MLS worker was apparently upset that some students were stealing money from their parents and skipping school just to come and play in the gaming zone. Mr. Boyer asked the game zone employee, Boys come here in their school uniform. They take money from home. They don't go to school. Isn't this wrong? When the employee retorted with, "What can I do?" the MLS worker took liberty of slapping him. He kept shouting, "These children stole 4,000 rupees from their parents. Don't ruin this generation." Then, pointing at a student, he said, "He used to get 95% in class 5. Now he gets 60%. The MLS leader also issued a first and last warning that if children were seen in their uniforms in the gaming zone again, it would be demolished. According to Mr. Boyer, some parents came to his office to complain about their children skipping school to be at the gaming zone. He said, "These children also stole money from their parents to go to the gaming zone. As soon as we heard the news, we came here. We have explained to them that if a student comes in their school uniform, do not let him in. This is the first and last warning." MLS workers are under the headlines for all the wrong reasons lately. They have been aggressively demanding that those living in Maharashtra learn Marathi, and several incidents of attacks have been reported on people, especially North Indians, for alleged reluctance to speak Marathi. On Thursday, the workers forcibly removed Gujarati signboards of several hotels along the way, along the Mumbai-Ahmedabad highway in Thane and Palghar districts, demanding Marathi signage. The MLS had earlier launched an agitation against English signboards in Mumbai and Thane, pointing out that as per state regulations, it is mandatory for businesses operating in Maharashtra to display signboards in Marathi in prominent font, irrespective of any other language used. Over the past few weeks, the MLS workers have also assaulted a few shopkeepers in failing to respond in Marathi. Former JDS MP Prajwal Rivana is guilty of raping his house help, declared a special court in Bengaluru on Friday. The special court for MPs in Bengaluru said it would announce the quantum of punishment against Rivana on Saturday. A woman who worked as a domestic help at Rivana's lease farmhouse had filed a complaint against him in April last year. She accused Rivana of repeatedly raping her since 2021 and threatening to release videos of the abuse if she revealed the incidents to anybody. The court, which concluded hearings in the matter on July 18, deferred the judgment on July 30, citing the need for certain clarifications. The trial commenced on December 31, 2024, wherein the court examined Rivana and all 26 witnesses. It then framed charges against Rivana, the grandson of ex-Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, under various sections including rape, voyeurism, criminal intimidation, and unlawful circulation of intimate images. Rivana is the prime accused in three other criminal cases filed over the last year. According to reports, over 2,000 videos depicting sexual assault of women were circulated online, including on social media. The Mahila Dorjanya Virodhi Vedike wrote to the Karnataka State Women's Commission on April 24, seeking an investigation into the allegations that a politician had sexually abused many women and videos of the alleged assaults were being circulated across Hassan. The Women's Commission wrote to the Chief Minister the next day urging that an SIT be formed. On April 28, an SIT headed by Assistant Director General of Police, CID B.K. Singh, was formed and a helpline set up to encourage women to file complaints. Over the course of the next month, the SIT went about gathering all the visuals. Quote, "We had to watch all those videos many times to identify details. It was awkward because both male and female officers had to sit together and see those visuals over and over again to identify and record details," unquote, an officer told TNM at the time, trailing off, implying that it was part of the job. The SIT identified around 70 women in the visuals, but only 5 women ultimately came forward to file complaints. The others were perhaps dissuaded by social stigma or other pressures. He was arrested on May 31st last year upon his return to India and has been in jail since the last 14 months. He tried to bail himself out on several occasions, but it was to no avail. He had failed in his bid to retain Karnataka's Hassan parliamentary constituency in the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. The JDS also suspended him from the party following the cases filed against him. Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi's hot take on US President Donald Trump's dead economy remark to attack the BJP government has backfired, with his party colleagues and allies taking an opposite stand. While Mr. Gandhi endorsed Trump's remarks a day after Trump slapped a 25% tariff on India and used them to slam the center, his senior party colleagues Shashi Tharoor and Rajiv Shukla pointed to the strength of Indian economy, with Mr. Tharoor stressing that New Delhi must not cave in to Washington DC's unreasonable demands. Priyanka Chaturvedi, a key opposition voice, and Shiv Sena, UBT MP, has also slammed Trump and said such a claim can only come from a position of arrogance or ignorance. These remarks came hitting out at India and Russia. He has said he does not care about New Delhi's dealings with Moscow and that the two can take their dead economies down together. Shortly after, Mr. Gandhi told reporters at the parliament that he agreed with the US president. He's right. Quote, "He's right. Everybody knows this except the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister. I am glad that the President Trump has stated a fact," he said. Mr. Gandhi blamed demonetization and a flawed GST for the situation. Taking a swipe, the leader of the opposition Lok Sabha said assemble in India, which is a play on make in India, and had failed and MSMEs wiped out and farmers crushed. Mr. Shashi Tharoor, whose remarks on the Pahalgam attack and Operation Sindoor have drawn snubs from Congress leadership, took a different stand from Mr. Gandhi on Trump's remark. Stressing that the ongoing trade talks between the US and India are challenging, he said, "We have ongoing negotiations with the European Union. We already concluded a deal with the UK and we are also talking with the other countries. If we can't compete in America, we may have to diversify our markets outside of America. We are not out of options," unquote. The Thiruvanthapuram MP also said that India must move elsewhere if the US is completely unreasonable with its demands. Quote, "That is the strength of India. We are not totally export-dependent economy like China. We have a good and strong domestic market. We must give strong support to our negotiators to find the best deal possible. If a good deal is not possible, we may have to walk away," unquote, he said. Priyanka Chaturvedi, a prominent opposition leader, said there is enough data to know that the Indian economy is among the top 5 in the world. She said on a post on X, and I quote, "Calling it a dead economy can only come from a place of arrogance or ignorance," unquote. Canada has made a new diplomatic appointment in India, the first posting since a diplomatic row between New Delhi and Ottawa under former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. Diplomatic Jeff David will replace Deirdre Kelly, the Consul General in Mumbai, according to an announcement by Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand. The two countries are also reportedly planning to soon reappoint high commissioners. Both nations have already exchanged names of the new high commissioners, a move in line with the understanding reached between the two nations earlier this year, the Times of India reported, quoting sources. The diplomatic ties between India and Canada reached their all-time low in September 2023 after the Trudeau government accused Indian diplomats of backing violence against Khalistan separatists living on the Canadian soil. The dispute escalated to the point where both nations expelled each other's diplomatic officials. But after a nearly two-year standoff, bilateral relations saw an improvement after Prime Minister Mark Carney took charge of Canada. Carney invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Group of Seven summit in Alberta in mid-June, where the leaders met and agreed to appoint new ambassadors and restore regular embassy functions. Following PM Modi's meeting with Carney, India's foreign ministry said that the two leaders discussed restarting senior ministerial and working-level engagements across a broad range of sectors. Both nations also agreed to revive talks on a Canada-India Free Trade Pact, which were halted in 2023, just before Trudeau's public allegations. The Indian government termed this as a part of its calibrated steps toward repairing ties, signaling a cautious approach amid the mistrust that had taken root. Several issues between the two nations, especially India's concerns about separatist extremism, still remains unresolved. The reset of India-Canada ties can lead to restoring full diplomatic staffing and easing of visa processing. This will, in turn, go a long way in stabilizing relations and bolstering two of the most active channels of engagement between the countries, education and tourism. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and news bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Bani, signing off.